are back in studio. Welcome to Friday, May the 12th, heading on into the Mother's Day holiday. And I just want to say to all moms out there, happy Mother's Day. You too, Brianna Koval.
Thank you.
Because you're a mom.
I am, yes.
And big plans for Mother's Day?
We're going to go and see my husband's mother.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just moms all over the
exactly.
place.
Exactly. So that's we're good. Just going to make the traveling loop to see his mom and his grandma. And,
yeah.
And we'll see what happens.
Do you take a lot of pictures?
Some.
Okay.
Some.
Are you in a lot of the pictures?
No,
because I was having that discussion earlier this morning.
Moms don't end up in a lot of pictures.
That's what they were saying. And it's like, but it's Mother's Day. Shouldn't mom be like the focal point?
You would think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. We're not going to really dip into that bucket.
All right, yeah. Let's not go there.
Yeah.
You know.
That's all right, though.
Let's talk. I mean, emergency services, again, you had so-so like April with the recycling thing, but now we can move on to emergency services, which...
Correct. Mm-hmm. We'll just forget the way that the price was this year in April and just move on. Because you know what? You can still recycle.
That's true.
We recycle year-round, so let's just forget what happened in April. A lot came in, but not a lot of money went out. But that's just commodities.
And you recycle everything over there. So that's another feather in your cap.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about spring and summer storms because, you know, we had some boom booms the other night. Some were really loud.
They were. That was actually quite impressive.
That was noisy.
Yeah. And then we got a substantial amount of rain.
Yeah.
What was that, on Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a lot. It really depended on where you were, but it was anywhere from like 1.5 to 3 inches. So that's fairly substantial for the short-lived duration that those storms passed through.
And everybody's talking. It's like, well, woke me up. It's like, no, I was already up moving around like Phantom of the Opera as the lightning and thunder, you know, goes on here. But, hey, we got to talk some, you know, we got to talk some severe weather preparedness.
Yes,
and,
absolutely.
We're prepared here. We got tornado tips. We got everything for severe weather. So when it hits, I know what we do. But you're going to tell us what we should do as, like, you know, residents.
Well, your first step is going to be have a way to be informed.
Yeah.
So do you have a way to receive weather warnings, whether it's on your phone or a weather radio that you plug in or one of those nice little portable ones that you have in your camper with you or in your golf cart or wherever it is that you are? You need a way to receive those warnings when they come through because you never really know. A thunderstorm is going to look like a thunderstorm. Most of the time,
yeah.
Now, a severe thunderstorm can sometimes look like a regular thunderstorm, too. So you really can't just take it on, well, it doesn't look so bad. Well, you're looking at it from one angle. Where's the sun shining in? Are you on the front end of the storm? Are you on the back end of the storm? Like, there's a lot of different ways that a single storm can look where it's not necessarily identifiable if it's severe just by looking at it.
So a lot of components,
Exactly. So having a way to receive those warnings, great. Now, being educated on the effects of severe weather, also great. We offered a Skywarn Storm Spotter training a few weeks ago that was a really, really good training. The Weather Service offers that training online as well. I believe there's one coming up soon. So if you go to the Weather Service, www.weather.gov/FGF for the Grand Forks Forecast Office, then you can see when that online class would be so you can be that much more informed on how severe weather responds. What it looks like when you're looking at a storm, you can say, okay, I know what that is. That's a hanging wall cloud or that's scud or something like that. And you can learn all those fun terms so you can help identify that. Secondly, what you need is a plan. You have a plan for home. You have a plan for work. You have a plan for if you're gone for the weekend and you're at the lake or in your camper, where's your severe weather safety spot? What are you going to do? So figuring out where that safe location is for you when you do realize that there is severe weather coming. Now, whether that's in your basement at home, in an interior room away from windows, whether that is, you know, on the lowest level of your office building, or whether that's not in your camper or vehicle if you're out at the lake.
Sure.
Exactly. You want to make sure that you're in a sturdy structure. So if you're at a campground, typically the bathhouse is going to be the sturdiest structure. Those are usually cinder block buildings.
So that's get there,
be,
yeah.
Exactly. That's going to be your best choice. Some campgrounds and resorts have tornado shelters and severe weather shelters at them, which is also a good option. But just getting into a sturdy structure is where you need to be. Campers notorious for flipping. They're going to roll. So you really don't want to be stuck in there if there's severe weather that's coming through.
Well, tornadoes throw houses around. I mean, imagine what they could do to a camper.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and it wasn't too long ago that tornado went through Otter Tail County and flipped every camper at that resort. So it happens. So make sure that you are heeding those warnings and vacating those campers when that severe weather comes through. And then your third part of that plan is going to be, what are you going to do afterwards? How are you going to communicate to those around you who may be wondering, are you okay? So do you have those phone numbers written down somewhere other than your cell phone? Cell phones don't always work, especially if those cell towers are damaged.
Yeah.
So making sure that you have some sort of communication plan so that you can make sure that everyone is accounted for after that storm happens.
So communication's key in all of this too.
Right, absolutely. You
know, definitely.
Now, also keeping in mind that school will be out soon. So your kids are no longer going to be at school. So making sure that you have that conversation with them as summer begins, because they might be home during the day, they might be out on their bikes, going to baseball practice and et cetera. So having that conversation about, what are you going to do if there's severe weather when mom, dad, or trusted adult are not at home?
Right.
Make sure that you know what the plan is for them.
Always have a plan.
Yes, absolutely.
And again, more common sense stuff from Brianna Koval.
Absolutely.
Wilkin County Emergency Services. Hey, something we haven't covered for a while. Scouts.
Yes.
How are the scouts doing? What kind of year has it been for you as a scout mom?
You know, it's been a pretty standard year, I guess.
Yeah.
We try to do similar activities each year because we always have new scouts coming in, but then we vary things a little bit. So, of course, we went camping over the summer. We did our Pinewood Derby over the winter. We have our Rain Gutter Regatta coming up on Monday.
What is that?
They build little boats, and we put them in a rain gutter, and you have to blow the sail on the boat, and it's a race.
Nice.
Yep.
You've never mentioned that before. Is this something new?
Well, we used to make them out of recycled materials, and that was kind of an April Earth Day, Earth Month project, but now they have kits for them. So we were like, hey, let's try the kits this year. So the kids all made their own little boat, similar to like how they would make their Pinewood Derby car, where you follow the instructions, design it, and decorate it the way you want, and then we will race these boats on Monday.
How much fun is that?
I'm hoping it's a lot of fun.
Seriously, it's going to be a lot of fun. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it should be a good time. And it's crossover for the scouts on Monday, meaning they earn their rank and they will cross over into their next rank, which is going to be really exciting for those scouts that earned their rank. And it's going to be really exciting for those scouts that are entering the scout troop and they're leaving our pack. So sad for us, but
sad
exciting
for
them.
But they move on.
Exactly. They move on and they do bigger and more amazing scouting adventures as they move on to the troop.
You're going to sell popcorn again? Because I'm always into the scout popcorn thing.
Sale starts August 10th.
All right.
You're going to have to wait just a little bit.
Okay.
Yep. But
I'll hold
our
off.
Pack will be selling popcorn.
But give me something to look forward to. That's good.
Well, now you have a date on your calendar.
See,
mark your calendar.
I am. I'm going to put that in my day planner. Count on it.
Right.
Brianna Koval, always great to have you in here talking, just basically everything.
Well, we try our best.
Yeah. We round all the bases here. You going to be in next week?
Absolutely.
All right. Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Emergency Services, coming up on 9:15 here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW, good morning.
Well, Jason, I've got to tell you, you're pretty much everything this company is looking for in an entry-level candidate.
Great.
Your resume isn't quite what we're used to, but you've got a fantastic work ethic.
Thank you.
And I'm impressed by how you carry yourself.
So, should we talk about the job?
What, the job? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have no way of recruiting or even meeting you. This interview didn't happen.
It may sound ridiculous, and that's because it kind of is. There's a huge pool of talent your company is missing out on. Meet the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Man, we really could have used him.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life, filled with dance, art, music, and knowledge. They dream of a brighter future with enough nutritious food to eat, a chance to learn and grow, to get an education, escape poverty, and do incredible things. Today, thanks to Children International and friends like you, such dreams are coming true. Together, we give children a chance to set their sights high and succeed in school and in life by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and so much more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today. Together, we can help end poverty for good.
I spend a lot of time